Okay, January 4th, 11:59 a.m. Technically, just barely morning walk. I got delayed this morning. I was going to try to walk starting at 11:30 so that I would be at the turning point at 10 till. I'm waiting for traffic. There we go. So I'd be at the turning point at 10 till, and unfortunately, I got an email about the Nathan Lowell Amazon author page discussion. Yeah. Wow, that was ugly. It was short. It wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be, which is for which I am grateful. So that's something. But it was ugly. Now, Robin left a post near the end of November, and we haven't heard from her since. So that's not been good. You know, I understand the animosity. And most of it's caused, if I were to be totally honest on this, most of it's my own fault for telling people when the books might be published. Because I keep thinking they're going to be like any day now. And the answer is, you know, not really. Today's January 4th. I still haven't seen the edits come back from Ryden. I can't see it being published until those edits do come back. I don't expect to see the cover art necessarily before the book is published. So that's not holding up things. But I haven't seen the edits. And typically we go back and forth at least twice. I send her my best guess. She sends back an edit. I send back an edit. She sends back another one. And I either accept or send her back a third one. It doesn't end until I accept all of the changes as they're presented to me from Ryden. And so far, we haven't started that. Now, this is a longer book. It's half again bigger than Cordeshire was. So it takes longer to read just out of the box. And while we could do half share and quarter share in a day or so, double share is bigger. And captain share is bigger still. Captain share is almost twice as big in raw word count as quarter share was. And owner share is almost 200,000 words, so that's going to be a monster to try to edit. Will we get it published before Easter? I have no idea. As I said in the post on Amazon, I'm going to go revisit my production schedule page and change all the dates to eventually. Because I have no idea. And I think I talked about this yesterday. Well, perhaps I talked about it during the day that I lost the 20 minutes in the middle. The books will be out for much longer and be available for much longer than they have not been available while people are waiting. That's awkward. They'll be available longer than they're not. So taking the long view is not necessarily a bad thing. more people will discover the books, the more that get published, the longer they're out there, the more that I get exposed to the world, the more people will go back and discover the books. Some people won't even find the first book until, you know, 5 years from now. There also seems to be a bit of confusion about audiobooks and the audio versions versus the print versions. Yeah, it does take some time to convert. No, it doesn't take that much time. The editing process does take time. You have to read, you have to think about what you're reading. It's not just a question of typo cleanup. Looking back at, for example, looking back at Ravenwood right now from the perspective of book 2 and 3, you know, there are some things that I might like to change in Ravenwood. There are some threads that I'm going to definitely, pull out of the original book and amplify more in Zyfiria's Call. I know what those threads are now, in large part thanks to all of you for listening to me ramble. Because in walking along and talking about the work, it's making me think about it. It'll be interesting to take that perspective to the workshop in March. Today I spent most of the day working on the audiobook version of Ravenwood. I had some technical problems that had to get resolved. And then I had to go back and backfill a bunch of stuff because I realized that I had set up source files that were not encoded correctly. Dumbass. So I had to go back and set them back up. So that took time. And then just as I was getting ready to leave, I got that notification of the comment about how unhappy people were on Amazon. Yeah, I know. I wish the books were out. Of course, if they were out and they were falling in the rankings like they are now, I'm not sure I would be that much happier. Of course, the reason that they're falling in the rankings is that a series isn't complete. People come in and see the discussion on the next book isn't available yet, the next book is delayed. So, no, we aren't going to listen. We aren't going to do this series. We'll come back maybe later, which certainly hurts future sales as well. Oh, well. A couple people have suggested more than once that I should be investigating Bain Books or some other publishing option. The only publishing option that I can really deal with at this point is Self. The only alternative to Ryden at this point is Self. And the reason has to do with what I see as mainstream publishing's approach to the press. And I'm pretty sure I've gone over this before, but most people don't earn out. The average advance is $5,000, which represents just over 5,000 sales in the book's lifetime. And most, by a very large margin, 90% of authors don't earn their advance back, which means they aren't selling 5,000 copies. I can't afford to do that. To begin with, the schedule is going to be much longer, so it's a book a year or a book every other year. That was one of the reasons that I was pursuing self-publication to begin with. Just the share novels would take 12 years to get out at that rate, assuming that they sold well enough that the publisher would be willing to take on the subsequent volumes. Looking at J.C. Hutchins, that's not necessarily a done deal. Even having a firm relationship with St. Martin's Press wasn't enough to get his second book published. And the revenue streams are too small. So $5,000 would be all I'd ever see for one of my books. And I think I've made more than that from Ravenwood already, and it's only been out since Halloween. Now, I did have to spend some money to buy three covers, and I paid for all three covers. Which reminds me, I haven't put the other two up yet so that you can see them. I should try to remember to do that when I get home. My nose is going to start running now. But I started out on the walk very, very depressed. It's like, I wish they were out. In hindsight, would I have done better to have self-published to begin with? The answer is maybe. But that 2020 hindsight thing is kind of specious. I don't know. I'd have better data. But ultimately, I don't know. Would I be languishing, still struggling, trying to make a living? I don't know. I do know that the choice I made at the time was the right one. And that the choice I'm making right now, as aggravating as it is, as disappointing as their performance has been this year, I still think it's the right decision. And it's not something that I say lightly. The choice did come up, and I actually discussed it with a couple of people as to whether or not I was going to let them have the last three books in the series. And I've voted yes, even after a couple of people said, you know, they're not bringing enough to the table to warrant the amount of money that you're giving them for it. You can hire the covers, you can hire the editors. You don't need this. And there's truth there. In hindsight, I don't know. What they really brought to the table was marketing expertise, was exposure in a different community. I still think that that's there, although I think that the shine is a bit off at this point, particularly with my fans. I think other people are still discovering Ryden and discovering the catalog that's there. And I think over time it will grow and improve. That's my perhaps wishful thinking. That's where I think we're going with it. So we'll have to see if that's where we wind up being. Here at the beginning of 2012, beginning of the year, time for getting my button gear, frankly. Oh, my nose keeps running. I would run as fast as my nose did. I do have some great new ideas for Zyferia, though. That's going to be a much richer book, I think, than the bare outline that I've got there now. I know at least one of you has written and offered to be a beta reader. I'm not quite ready. The changes that I've come up with, the new ideas that I've had, really need to get blended into this work before I send it out now. So I've got to take a week or so and see if I can't put that into shape so that you all can have a chance to see what it looks like. Right now it's really just a sketch and an incomplete one at that, I think. But I know that going through the process of talking with you about the development of the book has really helped me think about what I want that book to be about, and about her arc, and about the theme that I want this three-book set really has an overarching theme, and each story has its own theme as well. And the first book was about decisions, and the second book is about journeys. Oh, here's the stupid barking dog. Dog is going to be enough to make me decide to change my time to early in the morning, I think. There's something about a barking dog that just sets my teeth on edge. It's like I want to snap. Shut up, you ignorant mutt. That doesn't do any good, because then they just detect your tone and bark louder. Yesterday there was the barking dog segment was the one segment that I edited. I actually ran a serious level of level. I flattened that out, so the barking was still there. You heard me say I'm going to be quiet now, and then in the distance the bark, 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 and then I came back. I probably will do the same thing again today. It's just that bark sound comes through so clearly compared to my voice. And when I look at it on the screen, the waveform is spiked way up when the dog barks, which makes it easy for me to suppress it. I could clip it out, but it's part of the walk. I don't have to have it bark loudly in your ear, though, so I do trim it down. So anyway, yeah, today's kind of a downer day. It's always a downer when I get in, find out things that, you know, people aren't happy. I take that on. And, you know, there's a lot of it that I really shouldn't take on. It's not my fault. There are things that I could do, but those are short-term. I almost said short-sighted. Perhaps they're short-sighted, but they are definitely short-term fixes for things that may not, in fact, be long-term problems. If we can get the books out, if we can get Ryden's business moving, if we can get Robin's attention back to her business of Ryden Books, and away from the personal problems that she's dealing with right now. And yes, she's dealing with some personal problems right now. I don't think that I spilled any beans yet. She has some issues that need to get resolved. And perhaps she'll share them with the wider public, and maybe she won't. I don't know. At any rate, if we can get her focused back on the business of Ryden, of marketing the Ryden authors, of marketing Ryden books, of producing the books so that we don't have these kinds of where the hell are the books threads on Amazon and other public fora, we'll be in good shape, I think. It'll be a big improvement over the situation that exists now. And I think a big improvement over what would happen if I were to do something like buy 6 fresh covers, write the 30-day letter, and tell Ryden to pay off what they owe me and call it good. It's not a place I'm really comfortable with going yet. It may come to it. I won't rule it out. It's definitely something that I have considered. But in the long run, in the cold light of day, I really do believe that in the long run, I'm better just to grit my teeth and keep going. Nobody said this was going to be easy. There's another dog who wants to bark at me. And a kid who wants to whine across the street. Yay! You know, this is one thing about walking at 7 in the morning when it's 30 degrees. There's a lot fewer people out. There's a lot less of this kind of background activity. At any rate, it is a beautiful morning. Early afternoon now. I'm sure it's past noon, given that it was 11:59 when I started talking about 20 minutes ago. This is going to be another long one, so hang in there. I hope they're going to tell me that my access is available on Moorhead so that I can teach that class. As of their last communique, which was just before New Year's, they still didn't show me as instructor of record, which I found to be amusing. The class doesn't start until the 17th, which I think is the same day my kids go back to school. That's something else I need to check, because I was kind of hoping they'd go back next week. So far that hasn't happened. Today is, I think, Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, today would be Wednesday. And I missed karate night again last night. The kid who's supposed to go didn't remind me that it was Tuesday. And so I completely spaced it out. Having everybody home, and my wife was home again yesterday, having everybody home means it's Saturday. It doesn't really matter what day of the week it is. If everybody's home, it's a Saturday. And I have no idea what day of the week it really is. My calendar gets all shot. I have no clue. What I really need to do is to set up something a little more like a project plan that lets me know what I'm supposed to do on any given day instead of just drifting from task to task. Yeah, I have a punch list, but it's really easy to ignore. I've even got some due dates on them. Also, very easy to ignore. So, I need to deal with that. Time management. It's so easy to get sucked in, like, into that discussion. There's lots of things that I wanted to answer, but I figured less is more in those. So I kind of held off from going any deeper than I did. Somebody bitched that the author deleted someone who was critical of me. And, of course, the author, they assumed who did the deletion was me, when in fact it was the person who wrote the post. The author of the post, not the author of the book. Took me to task for doing something that I hadn't even seen, let alone responded to. So be that as it may, to say that I am not a happy guy right now is... No, I'm not a happy guy. But on the other side of that, you know, it comes with the turf. I've had a lot more searing critiques. And at least this time, it's not my fault. So all I can do is say, yeah, you know, I'm sorry I told you that it was going to be due, because that's when they told me it was going to be due. But all I can do now is promise never to tell you again. And I really have to do that. While it sounds mean, the reality is that there are so many people who are so anxious for these books that setting up false expectations is probably meaner. So, yeah. When I get back to the hacienda here, I've got to go in and change all the dates to I don't know. It chopped out on me, but I think I caught it pretty quickly. I'm not quite sure why. It's a memory problem. And I've gone through and deleted a bunch of old messages. I need to go through and delete some more, I think. It keeps complaining that I've got too much memory used when I'm doing these recordings. And then I just got an email message which popped that. I hope that was what popped that error. Anyway, I've got to go back and change the dates to eventually, because I really don't know when they're going to be published. South Coast is currently in limbo. That may actually get out. I'm giving serious consideration to talking to Kip about coming up with a cover for that.